A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have 30 degrees in Salt Lake City, KSL's top story. A bill to give teachers a pay raise and parents a voucher for private school is just one vote away from the governor's desk. We have team coverage, school vouchers. We begin with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
The bill passed the first round of votes in the Senate today with 20 votes in favor. That just happens to be the exact number it needs to overcome any possible future citizen referendums to repeal the bill. This still has one more chance for senators to change their vote, and we got an idea of some opposition among those who did vote in favor, like from Senator Evan Vickers.
Teacher morale is low, even in some of the small towns that, where people love the schools and love the teachers and everything. Teacher morale is low.
The governor himself has been supportive of this bill with the tie-in to increase teacher pay. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Utah Senate Democrats tried to make a lot of changes to this school choice bill when it was heard on the Senate floor earlier. None of the changes stuck. Our team coverage continues.
Democrats wanted more protections against possible discrimination on who gets awarded the scholarships. They wanted stricter background check measures and most of all wanted teacher raises separated from the scholarship. And one by one, Republican Senate sponsor Kirk Cullimore rejected those. He later told KSL News Radio.
These certainly got tied together for political reasons because that was the messaging last year that we heard from legislators and other stakeholders that this is a policy we can support, but we want to ensure that teachers get paid, too.
Cullimore did say more bills might be coming to address some of Democrats' concerns. Senator Kathleen Reby wasn't satisfied.
There is very little support for this bill outside of this body, and it's frustrating because we have so much time left in this session where this could be worked on.
Lindsay Arrett's KSL News Radio.
Teachers walked out of class today to protest against the bill. Continuing our team coverage, KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell. He was at a walkout at West High this morning.
This morning, around 20 teachers from West High School held a walkout during their lunch break in protest of the school voucher bill. They chanted and called out government for taking funding from public school and giving it to students who want to go to private school. The bill also offers a $6,000 raise to teachers, but they say they would rather see the money put towards public school education.
It's KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell. KSL News Time 402. The U.S. has announced it'll send battle tanks to Ukraine. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, sometimes the best defense is a good offense. ABC News National Security Analyst Mick Mulroy says the announcement marks a shift in the U.S. and NATO approach to Ukraine.
We're moving from a posture of ensuring they don't get defeated into a posture where we're trying to facilitate their victory.
The Ukrainian government has been asking the U.S. and its European allies for heavier weapons, and at 68 tons each, the M1 Abrams tank is about as heavy as it gets. The U.S. will first train Ukrainians on how to use the tanks, which means it could be months before those tanks arrive in Ukraine. Commuters now have a huge new terminal to help them get around New York. Trains today began running through a terminal built in the caverns beneath New York City's landmark Grand Central Terminal. The $11 billion price tag makes it one of the most expensive rail projects in U.S. history. And imagine having a blood draw by a nurse in an emergency room and learning that you are the first ever person he or she has stuck with a needle. That's a likely scenario for at least some of the 7,600 licensed nurses who allegedly obtained their credentials fraudulently by paying $15,000 each to three Florida schools. U.S. Attorney Mackenzie LaPointe says it wasn't just one or two solo actors. There were 23 warrants issued.
The defendants include owners, operators, and employees of three formally approved and accredited South Florida nursing schools.
The schools issued fake diplomas and transcripts without requiring the work or clinical experience. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Police have issued a search warrant for a woman accused of showing explicit photos to kids in youth treatment centers. The woman, Sierra Nicole Morley, is believed to have moved to California. Before that,
She was accused by multiple teens of showing them explicit photos from her phone. This allegedly happened while they were in treatment facilities in southern Utah. Sierra Morley is charged with dealing in harmful materials to a minor. The fundraising effort is underway. The Larry H. Miller family is helping to raise $100 million to help redevelop the ballpark neighborhood in Salt Lake City. This will start once the Bees leave for South Jordan. Ballpark Community Council Chair Amy Hawkins says this effort comes a little too late.
It's kind of like we've just been given, you know, somebody just got a terminal sentence, and we've got 2 years left with the Bees to hit everything on our bucket list with them. And I'm kind of in that mindset right now. I'm thinking, what do I want to accomplish with my time left with the Bees in my backyard?
The city still hasn't decided what would take the stadium's place. There were fewer people visiting Utah's Mighty Five parks last year.
Over 10.5 million people visited the parks last year, still down from 2021's record-setting numbers. The park's decrease in visitation ranges from down by 7% at Zion to down 19% at Arches. But what's behind the decrease? It's definitely not tourists getting tired of our beautiful parks, but a variety of factors, including economic troubles and inflation that caused reduced travel altogether, especially over the summer when visitation is usually at its highest, but so were gas prices last year. Looking ahead to the rest of this year, state tourism officials predict if inflation and gas prices continue to drop, park tourism could ramp back up. Allie Litzinger, KSL News Radio.
Let's check first look traffic now. Len Thomas from the Traffic Center.
Well, looking at a couple of crashes. This one, Steve reported northbound I-15, 2300 north on left shoulder of the off-ramp there and out on the 201. That's at the Bangor Highway on the right shoulder and down in Linden. Utah County, right lane is closed, and that's going to slow you down just a bit. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.